This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. It is hard to believe it's been 7 years since Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast. The anniversary of that horrific event comes up in a couple of weeks. Today we have several stories about the recovery effort that is still underway. One of the more remarkable features of Katrina was the diaspora created by hundreds of thousands of people leaving the area and never coming back. Many New Orleanians ended up going to Shreveport, north, and never coming back. Kate Archer Kent of Red River Radio reports on the storm's entrepreneurial awakening and a two-time refugee determined to restore his American dream.
From his second-story apartment overlooking the 17th Street Canal, Duck Young had a front-row view of water gushing into New Orleans. That image is the centerpiece of a photo collage on the wall of his restaurant in Bossier City near Shreveport, almost 350 miles from his former home. It's a mini Katrina memorial right next to the cash register for every customer to see.
I look at it every day and remind me of what devastation that Katrina have done and reason why that I'm up here. And to remind people, let people see how bad it is.
Deung was born in Vietnam. His refugee family came to New Orleans when he was 9. He says the U.S. government placed them there because his father, a fisherman, could land work right away. Young is a middle school dropout. At age 14, he went to work as a dishwasher and part-time shrimper. Over the years, he learned how to run the family restaurant in New Orleans. After the storm, Young's family scattered, his 5 siblings to cities in Louisiana and Texas. Only one moved back to New Orleans. His father made the most drastic change.
After the hurricane, my dad decided to just move back to Vietnam, never to come back here. Retire over there.
Deung used his $3,000 FEMA stipend to open a kiosk in the Bossier City Mall selling trinkets. As he got his bearings in his new city, he realized it lacked an authentic New Orleans po'boy shop. He sensed opportunity, but the banks wouldn't loan him the money, so he borrowed $100,000, not from a bank, but from family and friends to open Kim's seafood restaurant. All he says about that is that they believed in him, and a bank eventually came around.
8 months after I opened, Chase came and gave me a line of credit. When I first established, for the first 3 years or so, me and my wife never did take a day off.
Deung has since paid off his family with the help of a credit line, and Kim's Seafood is profitable. Business owner Carl Roussel frequents the restaurant at least once a week. A regular from day one, Roussel is a fan of the crawfish po' boy, but it's Deung's sheer will that's made the biggest impression.
Foreign people, so to speak, come and they work. And, you know, they just put their mind in whatever it takes, you know. They 7 days a week until, you know, they figure out a way to be successful. And he's put out a good product, and so he's been very successful at it.
On this Katrina anniversary, for the first time, Deung plans to take a few days off to return to the Crescent City. He'll catch up with extended family, but he doesn't know how many of his siblings will make it back. And he says it's just a visit, nothing more.
I wouldn't move back, no. I love it here.
And it's an important business decision to be here.
Yes.
Deung will also see his daughter off to art college in California. She doesn't plan to pursue the restaurant business. He says his greatest gift is watching her follow her dream of education and a better life. I'm Kate Archer Kent for Marketplace.